Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
Anywhere,
as the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672. Please note that SPADS Incorporated is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Monica told Unique that some of the garbage collectors were not using protective gear. Mala told Anil that Kavita and Kamal's father was sick again and the children would have to stay with them once more. Anil wasn't too pleased because of Kavita's attitude, but agreed. Benicia called him and he insisted she mustn't call him again. Fineman was still in a coma and Unique comforted Kevin, and they agreed to put their arguments about Divine and Ryan behind. Right now, we join Kevin and Unique at home.
Morning, babes.
Morning.
How you set?
All right. Unique, it was really nice having you here with me. I really missed you.
Oh, Kevin.
And the breakfast smells so good.
I did some bakes and saltfish.
I can eat some in a little bit.
I did a fruit salad too. We got to stay nice and healthy.
Yeah. I just got text from mommy. No change with daddy. She and Akeem went and visited him this morning.
Well, at least no change is good, right? He's not worse, so that's good, right?
I guess.
How about we do something today to take our minds off of it for a while?
Like what?
I was thinking we could go for a drive.
Where?
Like up the highway or Burbies.
Oh.
Yeah, just to get our minds off things.
I might have to go to the hospital this midday.
Well, this afternoon.
I can see.
Okay.
But,
what?
There's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Come sit.
You look so serious, Kevin.
Yeah.
What?
So, Daddy's accident got me thinking.
Okay.
It's a reminder that anything can happen at any time. Tomorrow is promised to no one.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I was thinking, we've been married for a year.
Yeah?
I have a good job and you're doing your thing with the village council and you and your grandma are running the restaurant.
Yeah?
Unique, if something were to happen to me.
Nothing is going to happen to you, Kevin.
We got to prepare for anything in this life, though.
Yeah, but I just pray and ask God to protect us both.
Me too.
We're going to have a good life.
I want to make sure that after I gone, whenever that is, whether I live to see 50 or 100 and something.
We're going
to
get all together, Kevin, busting jokes with your grandchildren.
I'm glad you mentioned grandchildren. It's just what I want to talk to you about.
Oh.
I know we talked about it before, but Unique, I'm ready. I want us to have a child now.
Oh, okay.
Life is short, babes, and I don't want to wait anymore.
Well, you know, it's not that straightforward for us.
I know because of your status, there's certain steps you gotta take, but I'm ready.
Okay, can you give me some time to think about it?
How long?
Just a little time. I got to prepare my mind, got to go check with the doctor.
Okay.
And...
okay.
Yeah.
I think too, once Daddy recover, a new baby does make everybody happy. We can have a beautiful child.
I know.
Unique! Kevin?
Sister
oh Patsy. No.
But if you will try.
Mommy, Auntie Myrtle.
Hey, son.
Denzel, you smelling good and looking sharp.
Thanks, Auntie Myrtle. I'm heading out for about an hour, Mommy.
Like you have a date.
Look how you blushing, eh? Is where you really going, son?
Some of us found their youth group going into the backlands to look at the farms. It was organized by the village council. So don't worry, man, we're going to be safe. Everybody going to be wearing their mask and so.
And y'all don't forget to use them public hand washing station to wash y'all hands.
Yes, Mommy. We're taking all the precautions. We going down because some of the guys from the group interested in getting into farming. So the farmers agreed to give us a tour and a talk.
That's good.
Y'all just be careful.
Yes, Auntie Myrtle.
And bring back some fruits when you're coming back. We only got a little piece of watermelon left in the fridge.
And you know I must have my fruits every morning.
Okay, Auntie Myrtle.
Look, Denzel, here's some money.
Thanks, Mommy.
All right. Auntie Myrtle, I'm quite sure you got a girlfriend. I notice he's so sweet, steady on the phone and always smiling up these days.
Yes, I noticed too. Well, he's at that age.
True.
You heard from Alexis today?
No.
Well, I spoke with her yesterday and she didn't sound like herself.
Yeah, but I just figure she's tired. You think something going on with her and Malachi?
Well, the last couple of times I spoke with her, he wasn't there.
That's true.
I hope it's nothing.
He promised me before we left that he was going to do right by Alexis. I hope he ain't going back on your word.
Well, me too. I will call her later today. Hopefully she opens up and tells us if it's anything.
Yeah.
We got to keep praying, Catalina.
Malachi betters don't do stupidness. And don't do anything to make me child uncomfortable. Because flight tilt America to Auntie Myrtle.
All right. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Unique. You're going to make your face, you know.
What do you want, Sister Patsy?
How fine man Dubai? Some people say he brain dead. Is it true?
He's in a coma.
Well, some people just wake up from them things. Sometimes even 25 years later. Anyway, Madam Deputy Village Chairman, is you a come to. This corona thing ain't over. But I got some young people next door to me who got party every week. It's long I was to come and tell you this. But I wasn't sure where you're living.
Really, Sister Patsy?
You didn't move out and go by your grandmother. But it looking like you are make back.
What do you mean these young people having party?
Well, since the coronavirus outbreak is almost every weekend these people had a party. And from what I noticed, no physical distancing was taking place. Oh. The village council needs to do something about it. Your responsibility is to make sure the citizens of Marundoy are safe.
Well, I wish you'd report it earlier.
Well, I'd stay in my house. People are always quick for say Sister Patsy like talk. Sometimes it's good for mind your own business.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Anyway, thanks for telling me. Enjoy the rest of your day, Sister Patsy.
Wait. Hold on, man. We're practicing physical distancing. And none of we ain't coughing.
Sister Patsy, I got things to do. I got to set up a meeting for the youth group this afternoon, plus other things.
Oh, I see Kathleen's son and a few others passed not too long ago. Said that they were going down in the backlands.
Yes.
Anyway, there's one more thing I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Your friend Divine, she still got her job?
What do you mean if she still got her job?
I know she's working with ExxonMobil, but like the work left her.
Unique, I going inside now.
Sister Patsy, where you just get your information from? Divine is still very much employed.
Oh, because I see how much people them ExxonMobil people hire since the year start. I was wondering if she's a stupid Felicia good work.
Is that all?
So you and your husband make back for truth?
Sister Patsy, I have to go.
Like you cross. What is this? Like I can't even make a complaint as a taxpayer, man.
So, Unique, what going on with your friend Divine? Talked to her recently?
Yeah, we spoke on WhatsApp yesterday.
Okay. I saw a report that ExxonMobil's Guyana direct workforce grew to over 154 employees in the fourth quarter of the year.
Yeah?
That's pretty impressive. Even with the coronavirus outbreak and all of that.
Yeah. What is great too is that 86 were Guyanese and out of that 34 Guyanese women.
Nice.
The overall workforce right now is over 4,200.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And more than 50% are Guyanese.
That figure can keep increasing the more Guyanese get qualified.
Exactly.
So you know we need to hurry and work on this baby, right? Our child can have a future working in Guyana's oil industry.
Yeah. Or doing whatever else they choose to do.
Yeah, but ExxonMobil presence in Guyana means we have more options for employment.
Well, that's true.
Unique. I'm serious, you know. I really want us to do this now.
Well, we got to do things the right way, babes. Take all the right steps and necessary precautions.
I am excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you today. I know. I can't wait till we go to the movies and stuff like that. Yeah.
Denzel?
I can talk to you later. My mom. Bye.
Hey, Mom.
You're here from Alexis today?
Oh.
Okay.
Something wrong?
No, it's just that I tried calling her, but I ain't getting any answer.
She's probably busy with Hannah.
Yeah. By the way, how did they went today?
Great, you know. The farmers were very informative.
Good. And who is the girlfriend?
What?
I see her on your phone steady these days and always smiling. Is who?
Well, Mommy, stop trying for my business.
Boy, look, stop it with me, eh?
And I promise when the time is right, you will meet her.
Just make sure whatever you're doing, you stay safe.
Yes, Mommy, I promise. You don't have nothing to worry about.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.